From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate has rejected both Republican and Democratic proposals for extending the current payroll tax break, which is set to expire at the end of this month, a tax break that benefits virtually every American who has a job. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the votes open the way for talks aimed at finding a way to fund the extension that both parties can accept.
Democrats had a bill that would extend and expand the tax holiday, giving the typical family about $1,500 in added take-home pay. Here's Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey.
It's good public policy. It will create lots of jobs.
But it would have done it by taxing income over $1 million a year, which South Dakota Republican John Thune said Republicans couldn't support.
There's simply no reason that preventing a tax hike in this bad economy needs to be paid for by raising taxes.
And so the Democrats' bill was unable to overcome the 60-vote hurdle to begin debate. An alternative version from Republicans garnered even less support. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The latest look at the nation's employment picture comes out this morning, and analysts are expecting to see a net gain of 125,000 new jobs for November. That's much better than the previous month, but less than half of the monthly pace of job creation that would be needed to bring the unemployment rate down to 5% in 5 years. John Canale is an economist with LPL Financial.
I think the labor market lately has shown some signs of life, but it's certainly not growing fast enough to push the unemployment rate down very much.
The jobless rate for November is expected to remain unchanged at 9%. Among the millions of Americans who are out of work is Wayne Persson of New Jersey. He's a 59-year-old former executive who's been unemployed for 2 years now.
My unemployment benefits stopped a long time ago, and we also have been without health insurance for a long time. And, of course, when you're my age, that is a real problem.
Persson says he's been unable to find even a low-paying, non-skilled job. Myanmar's opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says she's confident that her country will keep moving forward on the road to democracy as long as the U.S. keeps supporting that effort. The Nobel Peace Prize winner and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are pledging to work together to further reforms in the country, also known as Burma. Suu Kyi spoke after meeting with Clinton today.
Before we decide what steps to take, we have to find out what our greatest needs are. And of course, two of the greatest needs in this country are rule of law and a cessation to civil war.
Clinton says the United States supports the move for more democratic reforms in Myanmar.
The United States wants to be a partner with Burma. We want to work with you as you further democratization.
Clinton is wrapping up a 3-day visit to Myanmar. This is NPR News from Washington. Fierce winds that have been raking across the western states have left hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses without electricity in California and blown over a number of tractor trailers on a highway in Utah. Truck driver Carlos Portella tells KTVX-TV that car drivers should steer clear of big rigs during high winds.
It can get really bad. I mean, if you're riding down the highway and you're next to one of these big trucks, you want to get away from them in a windstorm.
A wind gust of 123 miles an hour was reported in Colorado. The violent winds have subsided now, but there were still near hurricane-strength gusts overnight. The United Nations is appealing for calm in the Democratic Republic of Congo as votes are counted from an election that was marred by violence and claims of fraud. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton says results of the presidential election are not expected until next Tuesday.
American Roger Meese heads the 17,000-strong UN peacekeeping mission in Congo. He's asking all political leaders to urge their supporters to refrain from any violence or acts that could disrupt the electoral process. Voting on Monday was marred by disorganization, allegations of fraud, and isolated violence that has claimed more than half a dozen lives. Election observers have noted cases of attempted rigging, such as ballot stuffing. They also signaled a shortage of voting materials and confusion in the voters' registers. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.
Honda is recalling 273,000 vehicles in the U.S. because of airbags that may inflate with too much pressure in a crash, resulting in possible injuries or death. The automaker says two deaths were reported in the U.S. in 2009. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.